Why, hello, Jackson. My, but you're pale and thin. What's the trouble? You look as if you'd just come off a sick bed.
I've just come out of the hospital.
No, no, you mean the hospital.
Yes, that's it.
Why, what is the trouble?
I had an operation formed on.
What was the nature of the operation?
The doctor said I had a pin in the seat.
Oh, you mean appendicitis?
Yes, I know he cited it anyhow.
Well, was the operation successful?
Oh, yes, but I had an awful time.
How was that?
Well, you see, the doctor, he cut me open, took out the cytus, and then he sewed me up again. Now, he said, I'll be around tomorrow to see how you're coming along. So he come around the next morning, he was all excited. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm sorry, but while operating on you, I forgot to remove the sponge from the incision. So he cut me open again, took out the sponge, and then he sewed me up. Now he says, I know that you'll be all right tomorrow, but nevertheless, I'll come around, see how you're making out. So he came around the next morning. He says, how do you feel? Oh, I says, very good, doctor. Well, he says, I'm awful sorry, but he said I left my operating scissors in the incision. So he cut me open again, took out the scissors, and he sewed me up. Now he says, I'm pretty sure you're all right, but I'll call around tomorrow and see how you're making out.
I see.
So he come around the next morning. He says, how do you feel this morning? I said, scandalous, doctor, scandalous. Oh, he says, I'm very, very sorry to disturb you again. But he says, while sewing you up last night, I forgot to remove the needle from the incision. So he cut me open, took out the needle, and was just trying to sew me up again. When I said, never mind, sew me up this time, doctor. Just put a button on it. Oh, there was a poor fella next to me. He was worse than I was. My, they brought him in yonder in pieces. Mm-hmm. And when they got him all patched up, the doctor come in and looked at him and seen that he had but one eye. He called the nurse over. He said, how is it when this man come in here, he had two eyes. Now he's only got one. What's become of his other eye? Oh, the nurse says, that's all right, doctor. The other eye is out on the veranda reading the morning paper.
Well, I had a strange experience, too. I just come out of the hospital.
What was the matter with you?
Well, you see, I went to the Hibernian's ball a short time ago, and during the evening, I made the mistake of my life.
Well, how was that?
Well, during the progress of the dance, there was a lot of Hibernians down to the corner of the hall. They were very noisy, all excited. So I walked down among them, and I hollered out three cheers for the APA.
Whoa, whoa!
And that's all I remember. When I was restored to consciousness, I was in the hospital, in a nice little bed, and there was a nurse bending over me and saying, swallow this.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, she was a lovely girl. Pink eyes, brown cheeks, yellow hair, and blue lips.
Whoa, whoa.
Venus was a bale of hay compared to a beautiful figure.
Oh, livery.
First she took my temperature, then she took my watch. Then she would come in the afternoon and remain at my bedside for hours and read chapters of American history out of the bartender's guide. Then she would bathe my fevered brow and crack nuts on my head with a hammer. Oh, never, never will I forget those delightful moments. At last I got well, and the morning I was leaving the hospital, I asked this girl to become my wife. Then she told me the whole truth. She said she was a rich man's daughter and only nursed the sick people just for the sake of doing it. Now she says that you know I'm worth millions. I'm sure you will not marry me, although I love you dearly. And just at that moment,
yes, go on, go on.
I woke up.
Yes, a good thing you didn't sleep forever.